For this meditation period, in the second part of the sitting, I'll give a guided meditation related to the theme that we'll be exploring in the talk, which will be contemplating impermanence. And so for the first part of the sitting, the suggestion would be to just be with the breath and develop stability of mind. And then I'll come in a little while and give some guidance for the second part of the session. So just to be with the breath, where the breath is easiest to follow. Using whatever techniques are helpful to you to keep coming back, keep noticing when you're distracted, whether it's sometimes counting the breath, sometimes we count 1 to 10, back to 1. Sometimes we work with a 3-part breath where you give attention, maybe bringing attention to the hands or the whole body during the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath, which helps a lot with continuity. Or it might be giving a label when your mind wanders so you know where you've been, and then just come back to the breath as much as possible, matter-of-factly, without judging or comparing, just continually returning. Now for the rest of the session, a guided practice, contemplating impermanence in a number of different ways. Remembering that the contemplation of impermanence in the traditional teachings is one of the areas that leads to liberating insight. One of the areas to contemplate that leads to liberating insight, along with contemplating dukkha or suffering or reactivity, and anatta or not self, or the nature of self, we might say. So first, a brief reflection on impermanence, on the more gross dimensions of impermanence. Take a few minutes and reflect on very ordinary impermanence, the way things change, the way, for example, the weather might change, or people's lives change, friends come and go, politicians come and go, might reflect on the changes of history, just in a very ordinary way, bring to mind things that change in your own life, in the lives of others, in the life of public figures. And remembering that every conditioned being or thing arises and eventually passes away. To bring that in as well. Just a few minutes now. Now we'll move to explore impermanence more experientially through seeing how we experience impermanence and change through the senses. We'll start with sound and being aware of how sounds arise, stay for a while, and pass away. Noticing that with the sounds that come your way. And also notice in addition to the flow of sounds arising, staying for a while, changing maybe, and then passing away. Also notice whether there's any liking, disliking, any kind of reaction to the sounds. So first noticing the arising, the staying, changing, and passing. And then also if there is any liking, not liking, commentary, etc., notice that. And now switching your attention to sensations in the body. Again, noticing how they arise, stay for a while, change, pass away. And you could either be with any sensations that come to your awareness in the whole body, or if it's easier, you can just focus on one part of the body. It could be just staying with the breath, for example, or the hands, or a particular area of the body, maybe the contact with the chair or cushion. So either the whole body or a part of the body, also just noticing the continual changes related to sensation. Now we'll just try for a few minutes being attentive to any thoughts or emotions that occur. You can, in a way, sit back and just let any thoughts or emotions come, almost as if they're coming out of nowhere, coming out of a black box and appearing in your experience. So try to see thoughts are more subtle, thoughts or emotions are more subtle. But see if you can watch thoughts as they appear, maybe change, develop, and then end. Just notice the same process with thoughts and emotions. A little more attention can be helpful because this is more subtle, might be easier to be distracted. Now see if you can bring all the elements of experience, other than vision, we'll keep the eyes closed. Bring together sounds or smells, perhaps tastes, as well as body sensations, thoughts and emotions. And see if you can again bring your mindfulness to a point where you're not choosing to focus on any particular area, but you, as it were, sit back and let whatever appears, whatever comes to your awareness, be there. And you might notice a sensation, then a thought, then this. We call this choiceless awareness. An image that can be helpful is that of watching a river or a creek in front of you, maybe after a storm, and you're just attending to whatever comes in the river. There may be some branches or laundry containers, all sorts of things come down in the storm. Parts of trees or bushes, but also human artifacts. And your role is just to stay and watch whatever's there in the river. You know, in terms of the meditation, it's the river, the flow of experience, and noticing how one thing arises and stays for a while, passes, something else comes, noticing change. We'll just do this for a few minutes. And now for the last minute or two of the sitting, just take a little while, a minute or two, to be with any heart practice that is familiar to you. Could be loving kindness, just working with loving kindness where it flows the easiest for you, or compassion, or some other practice, maybe gratitude. Contemplating impermanence is a wisdom practice, very helpful to balance it some with at least touching a heart practice for a little while. So we'll do that just now for a minute or two.